Well, you got 15 minutes. Let's see if I can use that to profit. First Chronicles 12. Been hearing about God's house and the beauty of the assembly, and I just want to follow on that thought for a few minutes. 1 Chronicles 12 and 32, and the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. Psalm 74. Psalm 74 and verse 5. A man was famous, or was made famous, according as he lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof, blunt with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place, thy name to the ground. Now one portion. Back again, 1 Corinthians 3, where we've been hearing. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 10, according to the grace of God which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon. Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. I take, brethren, that that's a ministry here. When a brother stands up on this platform, he's building into God's house. Let every man take heed how he build thereof. Look down, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile or destroy the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple we are. I've enjoyed happy fellowship in God's assembly for over 50 years. And it's very precious to me. I enjoyed this word our brother just gave. I just want to drop a word of warning. Because what it's the most blessed thing, as our brother's been saying, gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus. It's a very solemn thing. It's a holy place. And there is elements out to destroy it because it brings glory to Christ. Satan hates that. I want you to just notice the picture. Issachar. What does it say about him? He had understanding of the time. And he knew what Israel ought to do. Isn't there a crying need for that today, brother? Men who know God's way, as our brother is saying, that can instruct our young men, teach them right principles, because there is a force against them. All the powers of hell are opposed to anything that brings glory to Christ. And so we need to defend these things. And so, may we pray. I often mentioned before, I don't often hear brethren praying for the government in God's house. The elders, they need our prayers. You have a weak oversight, you have a weak sense. You see to take care of you from the leaders. So we need men like Isaac, who had understanding of the time and who could guide the people of God. How blessed when we have wise men. Paul could say, is there not a wise man amongst you? And then I notice in Psalm 78, there was a day when a man was made famous. He made his mark for God by cutting down the trees, I take it, and building the temple. What a joy that must have been as they had a part in God's house. It wasn't the sound of the hammer of the chisel and all the bits. But he was cutting down the trees. He was made famous by what he could produce. and build it, being a builder. I'd like to ask you, dear brother, this afternoon, are you a builder or a wrecker? There are men that are tearing down today what godly men have built up with tears, blood, and sweat. I'm sure there isn't a brother here who would want to be a wrecker, tear down. Notice here, these some that were made famous for as builders. But what does he say, verse 6? But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. Cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of the name of the ground. I don't know if that was the Babylonians or Titus, what the writer has in mind. Asaph maybe is thinking when the temple was destroyed. Whatever it was, he looks back to men that were builders. And he sees men that are wrecked. Well, I thought of that, I linked that other verse with it. I don't know if you see any connection, but it seems to me, here we have the sanctuary, God's assembly has taken character as a temple, a holy place. Know ye not that ye are. You, Corinthians, are the temple of God. The Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. The temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let me drop a word of warning. I hope you'll take it from an old man. I've watched things for a long time, and I do love God's house. But dear young brother, whatever you do, never be linked with destroying or tearing down assembly testimony. Because God says here, he'll destroy you. The solemn warning. It's a great privilege today as we're hearing to be in God's house. But it's a solemn thing. It's a responsible thing. It's not what bears testimony to his name down here. That have been builders. And the assembly of saints love them. They produce for God. And I personally have little time for men that are going down trying to tear down what better men have built up. Seeing men laboring in the gospel, seeing souls saved, crying before the Lord for them to see them gathered out to his name, baptized and gathered. Then some brother that hasn't put an hour of labor in it comes in and starts tearing down. Brother, I have no sympathy with that. Thing is, today we need to support men, not only in the gospel, but men that are builders. They're keeping it. All I see in the New Testament is saved, baptized, and act. That's the order. And it's all necessary. We can't improve on it, but we're living in a day of change. Everything seems to be, well, it don't matter. Anything goes. But brethren, we're in the presence of the Lord. I can tell you a story. A man that experienced God's government. We're reading in Corinthians. There was men there even in keeping the Lord's Supper. We're doing it in such a disgraceful way that there was a beaten track to the graveyard. Think of it. Now I know there's a morbid way to close the meeting on, and I just wanted to drop a few words of warning after thinking of the privilege. I don't want to take the edge off what you said, brother, because I love God's house. But I was thinking what a solemn thing for men to mar, destroy what God has set up. I hope that doesn't detract from what you said. But I felt maybe I could leave a word of warning. Because it is, think about Corinth, even in the way they were keeping the Lord's Supper. Some were sick and no doctor could heal. And some were taken away in God's government. I'm not questioning their salvation. That's God in government. And I'm sure, dear brother and sister, the most of you would like to honor the Lord. You'd like to strengthen that which remains, which is ready to die. And if you see men tearing down, I'm sure you're grieved, as I am. And I believe the Spirit of God is grieved. And we feel it, because we love God's house. So, the temple of God is holy. Think of it. Think of the language here. A sanctuary for God. An assembly. For God to dwell in. And when they're gone, I was thinking of Brother Mellish from England. He was speaking on God's house one time, and he says, I have 9 children. I have a big house, and we show hospitality. And he says, you're welcome to come. But he says, if you come into my house, and you say, I don't like the way you got the furniture arranged. I think you should change this and put this over here. He says, my wife would start packing your suitcase and show you the room. She said, she figures that's her territory. And yet she's, brother and sisters think today that God has no right to order, for the order in his own house. Let me read one verse before I sit down. This connection. 1 Timothy 3. First Timothy 3:15-14. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and crown to the truth. That's what's at stake today, is how we ought to behave ourselves in God's house. Our Father has been speaking, headship. What a lovely sight in a company like this to look at our beloved sisters wearing the sign of authority, recognizing headship. I love to see, where would you see it? Outside, brother. Thank God for what we have in God's house. Seeking just to honor Him. But know how to behave ourselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. I wonder today if our behavior in keeping with this holy place, you and I walking worthy of the names they've put upon us. I believe one of these days, very soon, we're going to hear the shout. There's a beautiful picture of this in Ezra. You remember when they were coming up from Babylon? The vessels were weighed in down in Babylon. And then they knew they were going to be weighed up at Jerusalem. And these brethren guarded them at the risk of their life because they knew that they were going to be weighed in at the end of the journey. Dear brother and sister, the day for weighing in is just about at hand. God has entrusted you and I with certain treasures in His Word. Vessels. Are we going to be responsible? Are we going to have the same weight when we get at the end of the journey? Or we're going to be found wanting? Mr. Spencer of Trinidad, he said, Lloyd, to me years ago, he said, brother, I understand you're in a small assembly. He says, don't be discouraged. He said, did you ever notice we're never given the dimensions of the lampstand. We're given their weight. He says, it isn't the size of an assembly. It's how much weight we carry for God. I enjoy that. Dear brethren, may God help you in your small corner and I in mine. Carry on for Him and to seek to treasure what we have in God's assembly. We've been here. Reserve from the attacks of the enemy. Seek the strength of things that remain for His name.